Coach Cordray, huge congratulations on the state championship. But before we talk about the game and some of your star performers, what was your message to the team before the contest got underway?
Just that it was it. This was it. It's the end of the show. It's a great opportunity. Go out and play your best. And that's all, you know, that's all he can control, right, is their effort. And it was a toughie, you know. It's really hard, I think, to win a championship. It's really a great opportunity to be there on that day and the final day to be able to play. And, you know, there's a lot of nervousness in anybody, including me. And you basically have to take some confidence in the fact that you've done the right thing in your preparation. And, you know, all it is an opportunity now to play your best.
Coach Cordray, I know that it wasn't the first time that you've coached in a championship setting, but at this level, with Benjamin specifically, it was the second time in 3 years that your squad has had a shot at the title. Do you think that the experience in 2022 helped you help your team prepare for the challenge?
Unquestionably, right? So, you know, having been there before is an enormous benefit. And obviously, it felt almost like we had a great fan base there, but community school had their whole school there. So we prepared for that as well. We knew that was going to be the case and that it would feel like you're walking into an opposition field, big crowd. They were loud. They were right on top of the field, but our guys weathered it well, and I'm pretty sure it was our first go round from Autumn. You know, those are the leaders on our team, that 2025, the junior class. They experienced that as freshmen. A lot of those guys played in that game, so having that experience undoubtedly benefited us. I mean, their CSN upset St. Andrews, and you know, they almost went two straight upsets, and that's a big testament to the quality of that team.
Here on High School Game Day with Benjamin Boys Lacrosse Coach Peter Cordray, his Bucks took down the Community School of Naples to win the program's first ever state championship. So, Coach, it was tied 5-5 at halftime, tied 8-8 after the third quarter. During those breaks, did you make any adjustments to the way you wanted to attack or defend, or was it more just reminding the guys, hey, you know, let's stay focused, make the right play, sort of those regular reminders?
You know, we made some technical adjustments at halftime. But otherwise, like, so philosophically, it's just, you know, what was 48 minutes is now 24 minutes. And you just, you know, those are precious minutes, each one of them. And so we sort of said, go back out and play it minute by minute and do your best. And I think the kids executed that way. I mean, it was tough. I mean, it was a slugfest, and they're a very well coached team. You know, they had answers for just about everything, and we didn't have a lot of answers at times for what they were doing. So it felt like a dogfight the whole time, and you know, that's again a testament to their coaching and their talent. And but our guys persisted. You know, there were a lot of games. It was very reminiscent of our last Jupiter game, you know, where we were down actually going into that game and going into the fourth quarter by a couple goals, and we won the game by one goal, same score, 11-10. But it was very much, and Jupiter had a dominant face-off guy, and Community's face-off guy dominated our LSM.
Coach, you mentioned just a few minutes ago that lacrosse is a game of runs, and your guys had the last one. You scored four unanswered to turn an 8-7 deficit into an 11-8 lead. You hung on to win 11-10. What do you feel like was the biggest difference during that stretch of play where you were able to score those four straight and get enough breathing room to get the job done?
We were consistently making stops at that point in the game, you know, and getting the ball out in transition and scoring. And then it was, you know, what that final goal that we scored, they went offsides, and they that little issue with that in the game, it kept with that technical foul, and it was, in fact, you know, the last turnover that they made in the game, they were offsides again. And that was probably how they were, you know, because of the way they were riding us or clearing. And, you know, and w- once once we got, you know, into that run and we scored with about 4 minutes to go, it really becomes sort of you're looking at the clock and, yeah, and now the time's on your side and you've got to manage that really well.
Coach, talking about managing the game, trying to hold off the comeback that Naples made. I know that in a lacrosse game, in a one-goal game, it comes down to those final seconds, and it just sort of turns into mayhem. You know, bodies and sticks and limbs going everywhere, and half the players seem to be on the grass. The ball sort of takes on a mind of its own at that point. How much do you guys practice those situations where, again, it just sort of turns into that mayhem?
We actually practice that stuff and in practice, and we had done it that week, but it doesn't mean they're always going to execute it the way you want them to practice it. So we had done some practicing. We were out of timeouts down near the end, but we put the personnel we wanted on the field, and we took, you know, obviously we took more of a defensive posture towards the end. And then you're just trying to, you know, eventually you're going to draw a foul, and they did that, you know, right at the end. They fouled us. And so if you can manage to hold on to that thing, and obviously, you know, in the game, you want to get them far away from our goals as we can, so we operate behind the cage, their cage, which is the farthest point on the field from our cage. And, you know, if we turn over there, then we get back and counter their transition. So that's sort of how we were playing that. But we do practice that all the time. We talk about it as well.
Couple more things with Benjamin Boys lacrosse coach Peter Cordray. His Bucks took down the Community School of Naples to win the program's first ever state championship. And coach, talking about some of the individual performances in the state championship game, and going back to front, start with your goalie, Tatum Little. Two huge saves late in the game to preserve that one goal lead. Talk about his performance and especially the plays that he made late in the game to, again, you know, help you get that win.
Yeah, so Tatum, we had our exit interviews with all our players yesterday, and, you know, we do one-on-ones with the coaches, and we were telling him, like, he just played really well in the games that he had to play really well and down the stretch. You know, he played really strong in that game. You know, the saves he made in the fourth period, were some really crucial saves. I mean, they were doorstep saves that he made, and we're very thankful for that. So he really, you know, he kind of time stood on his head, and that's we're lucky to have that performance.
And then talking about one of the guys just in front of Tatum, Hutch Gumbinner, he had the task of defending Cal Wyatt for Naples, who had scored 8 goals in the semifinal win against St. Andrews. Again, 8 goals by himself against St. Andrews. Again, talk about his game and the job that he did to slow down such a incredible individual performer.
He really did an outstanding job. You know, he's their best offensive player, and he did a great job on him. I think he had an assist early in the game, didn't score till about the third, and then he scored again in the fourth. And honestly, I'll take the blame on the fourth in the period. You know, the goal he scored in the fourth. We were coming out of a timeout, and they set up a play, and I probably should have been in zone, and I wasn't. And and we kind of left him a little bit on an island, and didn't play really good team defense on that. So I'll take the credit for that goal. So other than that, he was outstanding. You know, and I think, you know, the fact that he blanketed him in the first half and really through almost 3/4 of the game, right? It takes a lot of momentum out of their side. That's crucial, and I don't think that gets enough applause.
And then, coach, lastly, going to the offensive side, a guy who has made a big name for himself on the football field, but I think people forget just how good of a lacrosse player this kid is. Jaden Vega, 4 goals in the championship game for the Bucks. Obviously a guy, no stranger to the big moment, quarterback for Benjamin, but obviously a huge piece of this title-winning team. Just talk about, again, his performance in the state title.
He's a beast. He's an elite athlete. He loves contact. He's just and that's the football thing. And I think he loves and is built to play in big moments. And we certainly welcome that as a team. He played great. He was the guy with the ball and a stick near the end of the game, when he got on the bus ride home. He's shown me the bruises on his waist and his arms from the slashing he took at the end of the game, which is part of the game. He's going to take it because he's holding the ball and they want the ball very badly and they're about to do anything they can to take it from him. But he didn't care. He wore them like medals, and he wore a big smile. I mean, he was pretty happy about it. So it's great to have him. He's a great leader. He's a great player. He's got, a lot of interest in him, both in football and lacrosse at the next level, and I look forward to his summer. I think he's going to have a great summer.
Coach Cordray, I'll let you go, but before I do, I got to ask, because this is something we talked about earlier in the season. This is still a pretty young team, just two seniors on the Benjamin lacrosse squad. So any thought already to running it back, going back-to-back, defending the title next season?
I told them the other day the target's on their back now, and the bar goes higher for every single one of them and for us as a program. And, we just got to get to work. And we've talked a lot about how we value process, and it's just going right back to work. And, they might get a breather here with exams and the end of school, but we'll go back to the speed training and the weightlifting and some skill stuff and try to make a go of it again next year.
Awesome stuff. Well, Coach Cordray, I will let you go, but again, appreciate the time. Congratulations on the state championship, and looking forward to seeing if you guys can, again, go back-to-back next season.
Thank you very much, Cyrus.
One more time, that was Benjamin Boys Lacrosse Coach Peter Cordray. A huge congratulations to him and his squad for the program's first ever state championship. No doubt they will be in contention again next season.